Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Be You, Handcrafted by God with, you know the drill, yours truly, Meredith Yuen. Listen, today we're going to be talking about rest. R-E-S-T. Kind of sounds like I was about to spell that song, respect. Well, no, we're going to talk about rest, the sacred pause that our soul desperately needs, right? The scripture tells us to be still and know that I am God, right? The scripture tells us, come to me, all who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It says, take my yoke upon thee and learn from me, and you will find rest in your souls. You know, there's another scripture that talks about, it is well with my soul. And our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And you know, really, sometimes our soul is not well. And I was asking somebody this week, you know, how is it for you sitting in silence? Are you able to sit in silence? And their response was, not really. It's hard for them to sit in silence. Sitting in silence is something that you really have to learn to do, because in a society and in a world that's so fast paced, I mean, we're ending in a few days, the month of July already in 2025. I mean, time is going by so fast, and we really need to take those moments of pause. Pausing is so important. We pray, you know, we acknowledge God, we get an understanding of his word, you know, and it's not lazy. Rest is not being lazy. Actually, rest is biblical. Rest is spiritual. It's an obedience. It's, you know, it's restoring our soul. God designed rest as part of the rhythm. It's part of the rhythm. And I think we have to pay attention to the rhythms of life, right? Just like when you're on a dance floor in an event or whatever, and the DJ is popping with some crazy jams going, everybody's on the dance floor, all of a sudden he changes the rhythm and it becomes so awkward because the fast song was moving and he changed it to a slow song. So it became awkward that they didn't know how to adjust to that rhythm. Well, in life we have rhythms and we have to pay attention to the rhythms, right? It's part of the rhythm. It's not a reward. It's actually how we hear him. It's how we heal. It's how we become whole. I was telling somebody in my life recently that was very, very dear to me, passed away, went with Jesus, and let me not say passed away, but transitioned into heaven, and my heart was just broken, and I had to really sit in silence with the Lord and allow him to come into that space. What is rest? Rest is also ceasing from striving mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, right? It's not about naps or vacations, but it's about an inner stillness and a realignment with God. And I have become very accustomed to sitting in the silence. It's actually, rest is not optional for me. It's a requirement for a healthy life. It's requirement for me from my inner space, right? If we're not rested, we don't respond well. And even in the beginning of time in Genesis 2, God talks about rest. It's not a weakness. Rest is worship. You can still be in your body, but be restless in your soul, right? I know that place to be restless. And so really coming to that place of finding rest in my soul has been really amazing. So I am aware, because I know it now, I'm aware when I'm out of rhythm, right? Rest is where revelation often comes. I love anything that I can do to put resources in someone's hands, whether it's posting encouragement on Facebook, creating my journals and devotionals, anything that I could do that creates a message, to inspire somebody, empower somebody, elevate their life. It's a space that I absolutely love. A lot of those nuggets and those moments of postings that I do come out of really just sitting in the silence. I've come to a place where I actually don't listen to a lot of worship during my prayer time. And that's, again, it's a rhythm of where I am right now. But it is, you know, it's where that revelation comes, right? It's why, I want to ask a question too, is why do we resist rest? Cultural hustle, excuse me, I'm getting real tongue-tied. Cultural hustle is taught us to idolize productivity, right? And there's a fear there that if we stop, everything's going to fall apart, right? There's a guilt there where if we rest, we feel lazy, right? Or we have control. We have control issues because we don't trust God to sustain the things without us, right? Sometimes our restlessness is a symptom of a deeper spiritual mistrust, right? If Jesus rested and withdrew often, why do we think that we're above that? God's design is for rest. Sabbath in Exodus 28 through 10, God commands rest, not to restrict us, but to refresh us. Jesus modeled it. Mark 6:31, come aside and rest for a while. Holy Spirit flows more freely when we nap. That is not what that said. I'm looking at my notes, but I like naps, but Holy Spirit flows more freely when we're not burned out or distracted is what it said. Not when we nap, but I do enjoy a good nap. I told my friend the other day, Sundays are for Jesus and naps, but I do enjoy my naps pretty much on the regular. That was funny because my screen blinked and my note changed. So out of my mouth just came naps. Okay. Anyhow, moving on. God blesses the margins, you know, that we create. Rest is not earned. It's a gift and a discipline, right? We can't pour from an empty soul. Rest is how we refill. Right? The word is how we refill. Worship is how we refill. Community with one another and those vibrant godly talks is how we refill. You know, some of the signs that we need rest, where we're constant irritated or we're anxious, we're spiritually numb. We feel like we're running on autopilot, struggling to hear God clearly, resenting what you used to enjoy, right? Burnout isn't always loud. Sometimes it's spiritual silence. Sometimes it's that inner workings. When rest is missing, clarity and intimacy with God often fade too, right? How do we enter rest? We schedule it, protect our sleep, unplug on the physical side, the mental side, take breaths. And I was going to say, take deep breaths. I guess I'm just kind of on a little bit of autopilot. I love rest. So this topic is very important to me. Practice, like I was saying, practice silence. You know, come to Jesus on the spiritual side. Come to Jesus daily. Don't just pray. Listen, right? Emotional rest, journal, worship. Share your heart with God. Share your heart with your loved ones. Take those breaks. Rest is actually an act of trusting God when we release control. Make room to hear the whisper of God in the stillness. One of my favorite places. Ask the Lord, what can I lay down today? What's cluttering my space of rest, right? Breathe. Take those moments of breath. Meditate on the scriptures. Sit in the silence. Tell Jesus you come to him with rest. So my call to action to you in this simple, somewhat of 10-minute podcast, set aside time, set aside 15 minutes just to be still. No agenda, just come to him. Let rest be that thing that turns you away from burnout, okay? So take a breath, meditate on the word. Take a break outside, even if it's just for 10 minutes, doing absolutely nothing. Take a nap. Rest your body, rest your mind. Make sure that your soul is well. Just as we take care of our bodies, we have to take care of our soul and our spirit life as well, okay? So those are my nuggets for you this week. I know I was kind of jumbling and rumbling away, but I hope you find rest for your soul, okay? God bless you until next time. Talk to you later.